all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Psalm 96, verse 5, "For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens." Three things to start this sermon off with. First thing is, I'm always amazed when I drive by automobile junkyards. They fascinate me. You know, you see acres and acres of old cars just sitting there in the grass, rusted out. They might be missing doors. They might be missing hoods and windshields. And there's grass growing through the floorboards, maybe even trees growing up through them. And every imaginable make and model, it doesn't matter if you had a cheap VW Bug or a high-end Mercedes, there it is in the junkyard, rusting out in the rain. Broken glass. Thing number two. I don't know if you've ever heard of Instagram. I'm not on Instagram much, but the two favorite places I follow on Instagram, which is just a place on the internet on your phone that shows pictures, right? The two favorite things are this one guy. I don't know who he is. I have no idea who he is. But the only thing that he posts on his Instagram are pictures of flattened beer cans on the side of the road. Weird, I know. But there they are, right? On the side of the road, he just takes pictures of them. You can just scroll, Miller's Lite, Coors, it doesn't matter. And there they are, wrinkled and smashed, right? Just garbage on the side of the road. The other favorite site I have on Instagram is a place called Instagram called Abandoned Places, and it's all of these old cathedrals and amusement parks that have just been left to decay. So, you know, you'll see, carousels with broken down horses and these grand halls and mansions that have the rain coming in, the stairs falling down. I love those kind of things. I'm kind of weird. The third thing, when we were moving, getting ready, when we were packing up our stuff back in North Carolina to move here, I did get rid of some things. So I had to go to the county junkyard. And I went to the county junkyard where you can get rid of almost anything. And there in that county dump, they had piles and piles. In this one part of it, they had computers and hardware for computers. Just these small little hills just filled with screens and keyboards and all sorts of stuff. And then they had bigger mountains of appliances, right? Literal, like hundreds of feet of dishwashers and ovens and washers and dryers just jumbled up there. And they had, big crushers with magnets that would pick them up and smash them into scrap metal. And Psalm 96 says, "For all of the gods of the people are worthless idols." It's hard to remember, but all of those things, the beer cans on the side of the road, the cars, the washing machines, were all once shiny and new. They worked perfectly, and they were worth a lot of money. You know, cars on the new dealership lot, you know, lined up, waxed, shiny, you know, just all the wonderful colors, so clean, they smell good, not a scratch. You go to Lowe's hardware store, and you can see all of the washing machines lined up like candy in a candy store. Just perfect, right? and beer, right? You go to the liquor store and those refrigerated cases, you know, and all the different kinds of beer, and they're all shiny too, just like the cars and the washing machines. And it just looks wonderful, all the different colors. It just looks like Candyland, right? The thing is that you and I and people, you know, all these things were once new, and not only were they just new and perfect, but you know, we really trust in them. We really place our hopes in them, in those things, you know. We look at those cars and we think, man, if only I had that car, brand new. I'd be driving down that street. Man, I would be happy behind the wheel, right? And boy, if I could get, you know, my appliances all new, right, and get our new TV and watch beer commercials where everybody's happy, right? They're in this big party. They're all young. They're all beautiful. They're smiling and laughing, and the football's on the TV. And man, if I go buy that brand of beer, that's what's going to be for me. I'm going to have everything. And we dream, right? Even when we don't even realize we're doing it, and we are imagining our new homes and our new cars and our hearts so full, so content, so happy. And all of the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. And you see, it never happens. Those hopes and those dreams never come true. Lots of promises out on the car lot. Lots of promises in that six-pack, new dishwasher. And you put your trust in it, your dreams, your faith, but it never works out. Not even once. Take the car off the lot, get in a fender bender, and all of a sudden, you know, you drive for a while, you look down, the odometer says 200,000 miles, and you're tired of this stupid car, and the radio doesn't work right. The dishwasher springs a leak, ruins your floor. You drink all the beer, and all you get is overweight, tired, and maybe a little hungover. All these shiny things, they make promises, the gods of the people, but they don't deliver. They're not faithful. In the end, they don't do what they say. And all of the gods of the people are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Here's the difference between the one true God and the idols. Between the true God and a washing machine. God creates. He does things. He's able to bring something out of nothing. He's not just empty words. He's not just promises with nothing comes of it. He's not a fake. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's powerful and almighty. He brings the heavens into being out of nothing, and with his voice, he creates all things. The difference between the Lord and a worthless idol is that he does stuff. He takes actions. What the Old Testament called the mighty works of God. And because he actually does things, he's worthy to be trusted. He's strong enough to put your faith in. You can count on him. When he says, "Let there be light," there is light. He is faithful. Dishwashers and beer cans and cars break down, and they get rusty, and they get old. But not the Creator, not the true God, not the one true God. He is the same yesterday and today and always. I guess what it comes down to is this: what's the difference between God and a smashed up beer can? God can do things. God does things. In the Old Testament, he took Israel out of Egypt. and delivered them, redeemed them out of bondage, took them through the wilderness. And though Israel continually turned her back on God, the Lord rescued her time and again, overlooked her faults, overlooked her sin and rebellion, and brought her to the promised land, his mighty works. God does things. Jonah lost in the belly of a whale, and he brings Jonah into life again. The true God is a God who is faithful and who acts according to his promises to us. He does things. He does things like take flesh and lay in a manger. He does things like fulfills the law, the demands of God in your place. The things you don't do and can't do, he does in your place for your credit. The true God does things. He dies to take away your sins. He comes down here among us and baptizes us and forgives our sins and speaks to us in our ears. The Lord God, the true God, not an idol, does make promises, but is faithful to them and acts and works his mighty deeds of salvation for you. You see, our hearts, you and I, we're idol factories. Every day, we need something to trust in, something to hold on to. We know in ourselves that the world is unstable, that we're unstable, that the world is impermanent, and we're continually grasping for things. When we left to ourselves, we grasp the wrong things. God, the Word says, God, the Lord says, trust in me. Grab on to me. I made heaven and earth. My voice and promise are true. What I say happens. Trust in me. The ultimate proof, he says, of my faithfulness is the cross, where when I said, I forgive you, I went to death and suffering to give you that forgiveness. Our Lord God says to us, heaven and earth may pass away, but I made heaven and earth. My word, my promise, my voice will never fail. I am with you always. We like to say that we are saved by faith. We are. But we must always remember that we're saved by faith in what? Faith must have an object. Faith is grabbing something. You can trust in an old car, you can trust in a dishwasher. Faith must have an object. We are saved by faith and trust in our God, the God who does things, our Lord, who's crucified for our benefit, our Lord, who made heaven and earth, our Lord, who forms us, and the Lord, who takes away our sins. Psalm 96, verse 5, all of the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. We grab on to many worthless idols. But the Lord God, who is faithful, who forgets our sins, he presents himself to us as our Savior. The Lord God who made the heavens. And he invites us and gives us his Holy Spirit and his word that we might trust in him. And our Lord God will never be in a dump, never be in the county junkyard. He will never be lost on the side of the road. But he will be that one who saves you, the strong one who has redeemed you and will bring you always into life. May our trust and hope always be in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the Voice of St. Paul. God be with you.